Hello and welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pavitt. And this is our Get Ready for Love series, where we offer practical tips and guidance on how to navigate the modern dating world and find the right partner for you.
Okay, so before we get on to the question for this week, if you haven't yet downloaded our free dating workshop, then make sure you do that today. So head on over to loveprojectlove.com, go to the Start Here button, and you will find our workshop, A Modern Approach to Love and Dating. We loved creating this and we've had such amazing feedback about it. So if you've missed it, then make sure you go and download it today. Right, Vicky, today's question. Do you really think that finding love is something that we can control? Or is it perhaps just all down to fate? So this is something that I believed for such a long time, until I met you, that love was something that meeting someone, being in a happy and healthy relationship, really was down to fate. So many reasons that I thought that. Number one, it's what I was brought up on. I was brought up on fairy tales, Hollywood films, where I was constantly being told the story, the narrative, that finding love wasn't something you had to put any effort into. It just happened. You would one day, your Prince Charming or Princess Charming would come along and sweep you off your feet and happy ever after. Also, I had been trying really hard for years and years and years. So, you know, if it was in other areas of my life, whether it was career or, you know, I was going off on adventures, I was living all around the world, I was creating this amazing life, really making dreams happen. I was also trying really hard to make the relationship dream happen. You can pick it apart and realize that I was doing all the wrong things, but I thought I was trying really hard. And so again, what I felt I was learning was that there's no point. Like, it doesn't matter how hard you try, I wasn't getting anywhere. So it must be down to fate. And I think also so much of friends trying to reassure me, like, you know, when you're ready, it will just happen. You know, it's just, we're so caught up in that narrative that love is something that just happens. And because there's another person involved, you know, with my career, it's something that I can constantly, well, I choose what I do next. I choose the path I go on. But because in a relationship, well, yeah, but there's someone else that has to come into that equation. Therefore, what could I possibly do to bring that person in? I was like, well, either you leave it to fate, or what are you trying to do? Like, lure people in like a siren sitting on a rock? I just couldn't see a third way. So is there a third way?
Well, I think it's recognizing that there are things, when it comes to finding love, there are things that are within our control and things that are without.
Yeah.
Things that are out of our control. So the premise really behind Get Ready for Love is that there isn't a formula for finding love. We can't mm-hmm. give you a formula and here, follow this, and then you'll find the relationship that you dream of. But there are things that you can do to get yourself ready for love, to put yourself in the best possible position to find love. So it's about maximizing your chances of meeting people and maximizing your chances of making that dream come true. But yeah, you're right. So it's not like other dreams where you can just really control it and that it's all down to you. It's about two people, like you say. So it's also recognizing that there's going to be an element of surrendering and letting go and trusting as well. But it's not to say that you just go and ask the universe and then you will find and meet this person. It's recognizing that there are actions that you can take. You can be proactive about this, but also knowing that it's not something that you can control 100%, because that's what I think hinders you more than helps you on the journey of finding love.
Yeah, I think also now that I have met someone and recognizing the journey that took me there, it definitely wasn't down to fate. Because if I had done nothing to put myself really into a healthy and positive mindset around relationships and dating and meeting someone, when I did meet my now partner, if he'd probably, I mean, I remember saying to you at the time, you asking me, if you'd met him a year before, do you think you would have gone on a date with him? And I said no, because I wasn't open to just giving it a try with people. I was terrified of dating. So unless I felt like this was the person I was going to marry, I wasn't going to bother terrifying myself with a date. And I didn't think this was the person I was going to marry. I remember literally saying to myself, well, this is not the kind of person I'd take home to meet my mother, but he could be a bit of fun. No, I just thought he'd be a fun person to go on a date with. So not like, oh, you know, I might just, you know, go off and have a little dalliance with him. I was at that point really like, I'm up for someone who's really ready for a relationship. I want, you know, I want commitment. I thought going on a date with him, I think would be fun, but I can't see myself taking him home to meet my mum. 3 months later, I was taking him to meet my mum. So I think that that wasn't fate. That was very much me consciously working on really, really transforming my mindset around myself, around dating, around relationships, around men and what I thought, and also around what I thought I was attracted to, what I thought the right kind of person was for me. All the stuff we do in Get Ready for Love put me in a position so that when I did meet him, I said yes to the date. When I did meet him, I was open, you know, and I talked about stuff that made him go, oh, I want to go on a date with this woman. And I was talking about Project Love and how happy I was being single and how that blew my mind, because I never thought in my 30s I'd be that happy and single. Like, I didn't think the two could come together. And he was blown away by that. And he was just like, this woman's amazing. So for me, that wasn't fate. I didn't go to a party and go, that is the guy that I'm going to end up with. I'm going to make this happen. That was my kind of my old way. But yeah, I think that I realize now that narrative of leaving it to the hands of fate is really dangerous. And also you can't control it all.
Yeah.
So it's finding that sweet spot, which is, I do think of it as a third way. Yeah. Not leaving it to fate. Also, you can't control it. You do have to surrender.
Yeah.
But if I had left myself in the negative mindset and very unavailable, emotionally unavailable space that I was in, which I did not realize I was in, I think I could very easily still be struggling today. I don't think that he would necessarily have bust through that closed door. I think I would have just walked on and not realized that I'd missed an opportunity there to be very happy with someone, because I decided that kind of person was not for me. So yeah, I'm a real advocate for that whole notion of finding love is down to fate. Is really, really held me back for a long time and stopped me from getting the help that I needed to transform my love life and my whole understanding of love and relationships.
So we need to reprogram a lot of what we've been taught about love growing up, and that it's not anti-romantic to, is that even a word, but anti-romantic to really make an effort and learn how to master this. And it is a skill. We always teach that love is a skill that we could all master, but so often we grow up believing that love is something that's given to us and that we need to be rescued or saved by this Prince Charming. And so we do need to start to unravel that and start to reprogram ourselves, give ourselves new narratives that will support us. And one of the most powerful narratives out there is that you can change the course of your love life. It's so empowering. And even just that is the beginning of going on that journey of transformation, of really starting to adjust your mindset and your belief system, that it is something that you can, not control, it's the wrong word, it's something that you can proactively shape.
Yeah. And also that it's up to you to open up to love. And just because you want it doesn't mean you're open to it. And that's what I realized. I mean, I've told this story before, but when I did, I need to find the test again. It was a really like low quality test online, but it was about how available are you?
I remember.
Do you know how emotionally available are you? And I thought, well, I'm really available. So I did the test and I scored like 97% unavailable, emotionally unavailable. And I thought, no. I'm going to do it again. And as I was answering it, the penny dropped. I was like, oh my God. I am. All these belief systems and me protecting myself, that's making me like really emotionally unavailable. And by the time I'd answered it a second time, I was like 98% emotionally unavailable, because I'd been even more honest about, and I literally thought I was the other end of the spectrum. And the problem was the people I was meeting were emotionally unavailable, and it was my bad luck that that was happening. Nothing to do with me. So, and I remember that was one of our first conversations. Literally, I think our first conversation was me saying, well, you really think there's something I could do about my love life and change it? And you were like, yes. As if what I was saying was why I would consider anything else. You know, why would I think there wasn't something I could do? And so the journey began. But yeah, I think recognizing, stepping out of that narrative that finding love is down to fate is like one of the first most important steps towards actually being able to change the course of your love life and your future.
You've been listening to the Get Ready for Love series on the Project Love podcast.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you're feeling stuck in your love life and finding dating to be frustrating and exhausting, then come and join Get Ready for Love, our 30-lesson online course to transform your love life.
As well as having us, Selena and Vicky, as your co-pilots on your 30-lesson journey, bringing you a lesson every day and videos and audio tutorials bursting with energy and love, you'll also be welcomed into our private Facebook group, The Love Zone, where you can hang out with like-minded women and ask for help and guidance whenever you need it.
It really is gorgeous in there. So if you'd like to sign up to the Get Ready for Love course, or you'd like to find out more about love coaching with Vicky, then head on over to loveprojectlove.com.